This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you have done a phenomenal job.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Now let me throw a couple at you. What's your name?
Don.
Don.
Bang, bang!
Don, you understand what I'm saying?
No, I'm out.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
Huh? Hello? What?
What's up, homies?
Hi, guys.
ENN tonight is a few by Sloman's. Home oils, heating oils. We used to heat our home. You know how we'd heat our home?
With wood?
That's right. There's wood and a match. And maybe daddy's newspaper. And you, if you were bad, well, there was no heat. You know, daddy would just come out when he'd get mad. He'd go, Freddie, you get me mad again. I'm going to throw this bucket of water on the wood. You all going to be cold tonight. And sometimes then when I'd be bad, I'd be so cold. I'd go out to the living room floor and we had a bearskin rug and I'd roll up that bearskin rug and snuggle on it so tight. And sometimes it made me feel sexual feelings when I rubbed myself on that bear.
Like climbing the rope in gym class.
That's right. Matter of fact, the first time I experienced the ultimate pleasure of life, it was wrapped up deep in that bear skin.
Goodness. Let's go.
I lost my virginity to a rug is what I'm saying to both of y'all. Good evening, Michael.
I'm the furthest thing from a Pomeranian.
I don't remember that.
And then, today.
And I'd also like to say good evening to Don.
I will die very soon, unfortunately.
Can I make one point about Halloween candy? If anybody would drop candy corn into my bag, that house would get egged later on that evening.
You'd pull a Freddy Kitchen.
Awful. Candy corn.
I do like
and candy. The orange peanuts.
I love both.
You really do.
Candy corn, I think, is delicious, but it's annoying because if they give it to you, it's like just like a plastic bag. Like, what are you dropping it in the bag?
Yeah,
it's a repug. Can't do that.
It's awful, Michael. You're right. And plus, I don't know how old it is. I think they made it once.
It's still the same batch,
yeah, right?
They made $100 billion at one time.
Right.
Let's go back to last night, shall we? 106.7 The Fan, Washington, D.C.
It'll be another 3-2 pitch to Michael Brantley. Hudson sets the kick, and here it comes. Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! And a World Series Game 7 winning Curly W is in the books! The celebration is on! The Washington Nationals are the world champions!
What do you think?
My boy Charlie Slows.
What do you think of him?
Good. Good job.
Darn good call, I think.
Yeah. What do you think?
I enjoyed it. You want to hear AJ Hinch?
He had a call, too?
No. He didn't call it, but this is on his decision to pull Greinke.
It's a decision you know, I'll have to live with. I'll think about it, and I don't know what would have happened had I left him in, but that was kind of where I targeted based on where the game was going and what we had available to us.
It's a good answer.
Why don't they stop figuring out the game before it's played? They're setting blueprints for a game that hasn't been played yet. That's where I targeted taking him out. What if he was pitching a perfect game and had thrown 48 pitches? That's the thing, yeah, that has to stop. You can't war game a game. You just can't.
You want to hear from Steven Strasburg?
Yeah.
Here's Strauss, if he feels vindicated when he got shut down back in 2012.
I mean, it's so long ago, and I think, you try not to look in the past, and you try not to look in the future, and I think it's, much more of a challenge to not, like, kind of see how it's all going to play out, especially over this last month. But again, it just comes back to trying to be in the moment and giving everything you have.
He's not an effusive guy. He's not a bad guy, but he's the first player ever selected with the number one pick in the draft,
mm-hmm, to win a World Series MVP
with the team that actually selected him.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah,
5-0 in the playoffs, 2-0 in the World Series. Scherzer doesn't get the win yesterday, but he's the reason they won. He's a big part of it. Did the job, held on, gave up the two, and just held on.
Yeah, I think he was amazing. And I think that his fortitude and his grittiness, I think that helped motivate the team. It really did.
That run he gave up, when did he give up the second run, the fourth?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
I think that was the first run he gave up
after the second inning in the entire playoffs.
I was amazed. I don't know if you guys felt this way. When he was getting hit as hard as he was in the second inning and in the first, why there was nobody up in the bullpen, that game could have gotten away with one swing. And Martinez was going to hang with him. He didn't have anybody up.
No, and you made the point earlier, too. That shoestring catch by Soto saves the World Series.
That's the World Series right there.
You know, he was really good yesterday. A little understated relative to what he's done. Boy, he's a fun person to watch bat, though. From his bizarro stance with his front foot basically turned completely in to the way he aggressively wipes the dirt with his feet after every ball.
Like, I would think it's annoying for the pitcher. You like watching it.
Well, yeah, I'm not pitching to him. Right. I don't care how annoying he is. Also, odds are out for next year's World Series.
Tell us, who's the top five?
Well, I don't have all that, but you want to know who the favorite is?
I would say it's not the Nationals. I would say it's probably the Astros.
That's correct.
Yep.
Oh, you got more?
The odds?
5-2.
4-1.
Okay.
The Nationals' odds?
10-1.
10-1.
14-1.
Mm-hmm. How could you know? I mean, these are such folly. Strasburg might leave, Rendon might leave, then what's their odds?
And they both might stay.
Right. And then their odds aren't 14-1 if they stay.
Right. You'd imagine they'd go up quite a bit, yeah, right?
Tonka trucks. Andrew has the other three because Andrew's a professional.
Thank you, Andrew.
Number three, Andrew?
So you said the Dodgers are 5-1. The Yankees are also 5-1.
No, the Astros.
Astros are four to one.
Well, what I have here is that the Astros are 4-1, which is the shortest odds.
And then the Dodgers and Yankees.
Dodgers and Yankees are both 5-1.
Okay.
And then the Braves and Red Sox are both 10-1.
Why Red Sox?
Yeah. Really?
That's poor.
Remember, one thing we always lose sight of: they're setting odds to have people bet. They know there's a lot of Red Sox fans. I don't think the Red Sox even think they're going to win the World Series next year.
They might get blown up.
They could get blown up with Chaim Bloom.
Well, last night, the Golden...
A lot of people in the... this is serious. On Twitter, I was reading this, in the Jewish community, were complimenting all of us for pronouncing his name correctly.
Well, not me. They weren't impressed that I did it. They were impressed that you did it well.
Chaim.
Well done. Don?
Chaim.
Wow, fantastic.
Peter?
Chaim.
So that's the way we have to say it?
Well, Chaim Bloom. Well, I mean, that's the way to say it.
Do you know that we learned that Kyrie, who produces here at the station,
right?
He was saying to us earlier that his name technically
is Kyrie.
That it's kind of like Khabib. It's technically Kyrie.
Really?
Yeah, but he doesn't say that himself.
Interesting.
I didn't know that every time the KH exists, it's generally a... Warriors lost 121-110 to the Suns last
CH,
night.
It's not KH.
That's right.
Right. Sorry.
It's okay. Well, actually, the Warriors were down 43-14 at the end of the first quarter.
Before the broken wrist.
I saw on Twitter, the worst I saw, I thought, was 51-19.
Mm.
That's a no good.
No good, no good. Stephen A. Smith. Steph Curry breaks his hand during the game, and they are awaiting test results right now. His left hand was broken in a fall. Things could get very, very ugly. But Ramona Shelburne did report that the 31-year-old has a fracture. Oof! Hadn't seen the fall till right now. That is a violent fall for Steph Curry. This could get bad. Really, really bad. Let's hear from Stephen A. Smith. He says Steph shouldn't even come back this year.
Why get beat up as a 3-time champion and a 5-time participant in an NBA final for a team that's going nowhere when you can rest your body after 5 straight years of getting to the finals, and then come back next year when you and Clay are both healthy and do damage then? Why not?
That is one of the most ridiculous things Steve Mays ever said.
He could be back by Christmas, before.
You know why you come back? You're getting $35 million a year to play. That's why you come back. You don't just bag it.
I think it's 40.
Yeah, you don't just bag it because the team's not good. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
A broken hand, depending on the break, though, it could be 4 to 6 weeks.
Crazy. Now, as I said earlier, this is a blow to the Nets, because in the Kevin Durant trade, because that was technically a trade, they got the first-round draft pick in 2020 from the Golden State Warriors, but protected up to the 20th pick. So now they're going to be a lottery team. So that pick now goes to 2025 as a second-rounder.
Eek, that's a big difference.
It's a big drop.
So last night, I need to bring Andrew in on this. Big, big fight between Carl Anthony Towns and Joel Embiid.
I'm so jacked up right now, I need to eat this horse poo.
Andrew, I'll give you the floor. Do you want to take us through what happened? Another example of your favorite player being a jerk?
Karl Anthony Towns was frustrated. He just turned the ball over. Him and Embiid got tangled up behind the play.
Well, hey there.
And then some kind of pushing and shoving happened.
I will
fight you after this show. And then they were on the ground.
No, because I've had it.
RJ's at his best right
Who
now.
Who was at fault?
It seemed...
Well, Embiid seemed pretty, pretty happy with it.
Embiid was definitely happy with how
I mean, have you ever seen him play? That was the end of it. Earlier, I only saw him celebrating with his teammates. I didn't see his walk off the court. I've never seen a player.
He was like shadow boxing and getting the crowd jacked
I've never
up.
Seen anything yeah. like
that. Didn't he like 5 days ago, I think, 6 days ago, tell Rachel Nichols he was done with trash talking?
Did he really say that?
Yeah.
If he did, I missed that.
Yeah.
But that's impossible.
So
it's who he is. It's like part of his
And you're okay with this, but if he played on another team that wasn't the Sixers, you'd hate him.
That might be true.
Let's hear from Embiid talking about the fight with Kat.
That last possession, we got him to turn the ball over. My hand was tangled up. Next thing I know, he's holding me. We holding each other. But it's basketball, you know. That's what I'm good at. I like to get in people's mind. I like to kind of like build that real estate. But, you know, it's the game. We're just having fun playing basketball. Mm. Then something like that is nothing. You just move on.
Cost him 2 games.
That's the word?
Yeah, he and Anthony Towns would be,
it should be more.
Suspended 2 games.
No.
Should be more.
They didn't, no actual punches were thrown.
He threw a punch and missed. Karl Anthony Towns did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I just saw them rolled around.
I know that the Timberwolves were really upset because the referee said that Ben Simmons was a peacemaker. He had him in a headlock.
Yeah, he was choking him out.
Right. And the Timberwolves said, no, he was not a peacemaker, but the referee said he was, and that's why I don't think he got anything.
He got no fine, no suspension.
But the Knicks end up losing a series to the Heat because Patrick Ewing took 2 steps off the bench. Unbelievable.
Against the rules.
Trent Williams spoke to the media about the fact that the health scare that he had with the Redskins was, in fact, him having cancer, and the Redskins missing it for 5 years. Let's hear, I don't know how great this audio is, let's hear Trent discussing and we'll decide if it's worth playing.
I was told it was something minor, so I didn't really question it. But I mean, the lump continued to grow over the years, and I mean, it was concerning, but it was no pain involved. And, you know, if I'm being told by the very people who, you know, I put my career in the hands of, they tell them, you know, I'm fine, you know, that's how I looked at it.
You can understand why he would have been hesitant about being accommodating to a team that missed a cancer diagnosis for years.
Right.
He wanted to keep in mind, if you did that with a janitor who worked for you, that would be problematic. He's the best player on the team of the last 25 years, probably.
That's a bad job, no matter who it is
that?
In the organization. I don't care if you're like an assistant to the assistant. I mean, you gotta do a better job than that.
And then he failed the physical yesterday because he can't get the helmet over the injury.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I know things about this. I don't know if he said it, but like, he had to get all the skin grafting done. They had to add skin to his head because they took out a huge chunk of his head.
Now, clearly the Redskins have given up. Are they playing ping pong in the background or beer pong?
Well, if it's beer pong, well, now that Jay Gruden's gone, I doubt it's beer pong. Cause, you know, if Jay, they'd be playing beer pong.
He plays beer pong on the floor.
No, they play beer pong. He's sitting on the ground with a girl smoking a heater. It was a really relaxed atmosphere in the
You heard that. I heard a ping pong.
Oh,
ball.
No. Confirmed ping pong was beer
Callahan
pong.
Callahan loves ping pong. Has for years.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Ping pong guy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really sad story. Do you read the details of Josh Hamilton, former Texas Ranger? Of course, great baseball player. MVP once, right? And also battled constantly
troubled guy.
With drugs and alcohol, and now his 14-year-old daughter went to the authorities and told just a horrible story of abuse, physically and verbally, from Hamilton. He was released on $35,000 bond, but this is a story that you kind of just were always hoping would turn. It had a moment when he came back in 07 that you thought, 06, 07, you thought it would get better. Just doesn't seem he's ever been able to beat the demons.
You wonder if the death of that fan, remember when he threw a ball to the fan leaned over, fell, and died? How much that set him back?
Well, the thing I always worried about with him, he was clean when he was constantly surveilled. I mean, they had a guy who was with him constantly. And if that guy was ever not there, he sometimes would lapse into trouble. So, yeah, you can have that surveillance when your career depends on it. But when you're out there on your own, now this story doesn't even say anything about drugs.
I'm just assuming it.
He hit, you know, he terribly disciplined his child. But I do worry about a guy like that who needed the constant surveillance to stay clean, because once that structure's not in place, what happens to you?
No longer clean. I know, it's a really sad story. Kevin Durant went on First Take and had a lot to say. KD was asked if the Draymond spat last year played a factor in him leaving Golden State.
Draymond knew that he was out of line, and as men, we talked about it, and everybody around tried to get us to, you know, mend it fast because of the season, and we wanted to win, but, like, he had his process on how he wanted to handle things, and I respected that, and I had my process, and we just, eventually we came together.
Last question on this subject, just to be clear, because I don't recall an answer to this question. Did that play a role in you leaving Golden State?
A little bit, yeah, for sure.
Do you want to expand on that at all?
Yeah, I mean, your teammate talked to you that way, you think about it a bit, but, you know, we talked about it, but definitely, for sure, I'm not going to lie about it.
Why is he not on this show? Kleiman loves this show.
I know. I've known him for years.
And he knows
KD
you.
For years.
So you got him on Hot 97.
I didn't really do that, though. You obviously did that.
Then why aren't you calling Rich? Rich, I'm looking right into the camera, babe. Why can't he's not playing. Why can't he come here? He can be the host of the show for 4 hours.
No, I wouldn't allow that, but I'd have him in for
You
the
wouldn't
four
have
hours.
Kevin Durant no. in for 4 hours.
Not driving the show, no.
Oh, all right. I didn't
not
mean
driving
the show. One
as
of the four
as
hosts.
A contributor. As
yeah,
a,
absolutely.
Yeah.
He said host the show, not happening. Be one of the four, sure.
What if you know what? You know what Don's seeing? 70% flying out the window.
No,
right
fine.
Down to 51.
Would you be upset, Don, if not only did KD come do the show, but if he did it for one day, they put his name on the show?
Oh, I would change the name of the show for that one day to the Kevin Durant Show.
And for permanently?
No, just for the one
no,
day.
No, no, no. Moving forward after he's on the show for one day,
no.
Michael K. with Kevin
no,
Durant.
Michael's not
we,
do
we're doing
crazy.
Fine.
The Michael K. Show with Kevin Durant.
No.
Not
no.
even a win?
No.
Guests are whack.
But the day that he comes, it will my name will not even be seen. It will be the Kevin Durant Show.
On ESPN? That's
yeah.
big.
Yeah.
Not plus. Right here.
No,
for
right
free.
Here.
Free.
And on YES, which is the net channel.
It's a perfect. It all makes so much sense when you say it like that.
Well, that's awesome.
The Yankees declined the option for Edwin Encarnacion.
Encarnacion. Why? Because he didn't play well in the postseason.
Yeah, it was a $20 million club option. So they declined that. Not shocking.
Doesn't mean that he's not coming back. They might say, okay, well, if you want to come back for $5 million, you can.
But Edwin Encarnacion.
What was it?
But Edwin Encarnacion.
Mm-hmm.
The most mispronounced word.
What was that one?
In the show's history.
Encarnacion.
I'm sorry. Try one more time, sir.
Encarnacion.
Okay.
Odell Beckham Jr. has defended Baker Mayfield. Want to hear from old Odell?
Does Freddie want to hear from him?
Nobody likes feel like you're being poked at and prodded at, and especially not a guy like that. And like I said, as I came here, I've been through that journey already. I've been through this fire. So that's a part of me that is also able to help him in a way. You know, this is a kid who cares about football. He cares about winning. He's not some whatever people make him out to be just because of his personality. You know, it's like can't really say anything. If he was winning and he was still doing it, you know, we would all be here laughing and loving him. But because we're losing, we want to kind of poke at him a little bit, you know, and I'm going to be the first one here to defend him every single time. I always got his back. I know what it's like. I've been there.
I'm happy to hear from Odell, but I'm confused because a few days ago, about last week or so, I can't remember the day now, I went through the Popeye's drive-thru, got myself a six-piece. They got a special right now at the Cleveland area Popeyes where if you order 1 6-piece, you get 2 free sides and 3 biscuits.
When does this get old?
It's
closing in?
It's challenging. It's getting there.
Well, I wore the costume, so you're getting one more today, and then we'll move on after that. But I went through the drive-thru at the Popeyes, and I was thinking about Odell, about how I'd kill him. And I've told y'all many times on this program that if you mess with Freddie Keith, then you die.
I think it's pronounced program.
And on this program, I've said that. And I'm confused, I suppose, by the audio you just played, because that implies that Odell isn't dead. And that means I killed an innocent man. And I don't know who that is. And I got to be honest, I'm deeply concerned.
Yeah, it's your brother, Odell.
Because that's a concern.
Or your other brother, Odell.
Dom, that's a concern that I have.
It's Don, not Dom.
If you correct me again, I'm okay. Get you.
All right, that'll do it for ENN, which tonight was fueled by our dearest of friends at Sloman's. Thank you, Don. I believe it's worth a clap. ENN was fueled by Sloman's. That's right, 866 oil deal. Call Sloman's today for low-price home heating oil from Sloman's.
Peter uttered that same sentence back in college. You know that? The Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by Geico. The real value of car insurance is in how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing Geico's been perfecting both for over 75 years. Tim Donaghy, really the story of his situation with the NBA that sent him to jail is going to be in a movie. Yeah, he went to jail. Inside Game, and the movie is coming out tomorrow. Tim Donaghy will join us in studio in just a moment. Right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.